So we're in a series called Abide, and today the topic is called The Word Bears Fruit. And this, during the series, we want to go back to the foundation of the Word of God and how it helps us become more like us, more like Christ. It helps us during our journey in life, how it's the foundation of our life with God.
那我们现在在这个持守的系列，这个系列呢，让我们从神的话语里面更加的认识他，也从这个话语里面，我们相信呢，神的话语不只是要给我们生命，他还要赐我们力量去面对我们的生命。And
we talked about how this word becomes flesh. We talked about how the word gives us life, how the word feeds our spirit, the word sets us free. You know, today we're going to talk about the word bears fruit. All of this definitions, it comes from the book of John.
所以呢，今天呢，我们要透过这个约翰福音呢，来看这个持守，关于这个道成肉身，道给生命，道喂养我们的灵，道使我们得自由，道使我们远离邪恶。
So let me tell you why you should hear this message is because in John chapter 15, the word bears fruit. Jesus is preparing his disciples for the worst day ever.
因为在今天呢，我们将从神的话语里面听到呢，神如何预备他的子民来面对他生命中最糟糕、最坏的一天。
See, for the past 3 years, Jesus has been journeying, doing life with his disciples. You know, they eat, they sleep, they mission together, they play, they do everything together for the past 3 years. And now this small community has become like family with Jesus. And now Jesus knows, we're going to speak in John chapter 15. Jesus is going away, so he knows that his brothers, his family, his spiritual children are going to see him crucified, and they're going to have the worst day ever.
在过去的三年呢，门徒们、信徒们看到耶稣如何在他的生活中呢依靠他的神，所以我们相信呢，在这里呢，我们要看到呢，耶稣在准备他们如何面对他们生命中最坏、最糟糕的那一天。
And throughout life, we have those moments of the worst day ever.
我相信我们每一个人在我们人生当中将会面对一些的苦难。对很多人来说，可能这个是目前是他所面对最糟糕的那一天。Maybe
it's a tragedy in your family.
可能呢是在家庭里面的一个很大的一个灾难。Maybe
it's a sickness that came upon you, and now you couldn't do the things that you used to do.
可能是一个病痛的来到，以至于你不能做你想要做的事情。Maybe
you lost a loved one suddenly.
可能我们当中也在这个期间呢，失去了我们的亲人。The
worst day ever has you doubting your identity, doubting who you are, doubting God.
甚至一些的状况让我们开始怀疑，可是我们可能我们甚至会疑问，到底神是谁？
That is the context of John chapter 14 to 17, where we take this John chapter 15 from. So let me just give you some highlights, okay, from this. So I'm just going to read it quickly for us. So here, John chapter 14, Jesus is walking triumphantly on the donkey into Jerusalem. And then he has a Passover meal. So you guys know the story. He's on this donkey, and people are welcoming him into the city of Jerusalem. You know, they think, okay, this is it. The Messiah is come. He's coming to take over the Roman king. And they lay and they're throwing all the palms on the street and saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. So Jesus, just before this text we're going to read in John chapter 15, is his height of his popularity, right? People are saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. This is it. This is the moment of victory. Jesus has come. He's the Messiah. He's going to take over the Caesar, Roman Empire. And he's going to be king. He's going to rule. Hosanna, Hosanna, right? So he's on that donkey coming into the city of Jerusalem. And then we know this. He's having the Passover meal with his disciples, okay? That's when he broke the bread. This is my body. Drink the wine. This is the blood. That's when he washes his disciples' feet. The text we're going to read from is John chapter 15, where they're after dinner, right? Judas leaves them. Judas goes. Judas Iscariot is going to call the Pharisees and the guards to get Jesus captured. So now, John chapter 15, the text we're going to read, they are on their way to the Garden of Gethsemane, right? You know the Garden of Gethsemane? That's where Jesus is crying tears of blood. That's where Jesus is taken away by the high priest guards. And then Just within a day, Jesus is crucified. So here we have this text, John chapter 15, is before he's going to get crucified, Jesus is preparing his disciples for the worst day of their life.
所以今天我们会将在从这个《约翰福音》第十七章到第十七章呢，会跟大家走一起走过耶稣骑着驴子胜利的进入耶路撒冷。我们也将谈到呢，耶稣和门徒们吃逾越节的晚餐，而耶稣呢给门徒们洗脚，大家很熟悉的一个故事。耶稣呢和门徒们正在前往哥西马利园的路上。 接下来呢，我们也会看到呢，耶稣被出卖，被兵丁带走。耶稣呢，在一天内呢被钉死。所以在这里呢，我们看到了将会是耶稣准备门徒们呢面对呢最坏、最糟糕的一天。So
Jesus lays out different strategies to prepare or to handle the worst day of your life in John chapter 15 all the way to John 17. So for example, let me give you some highlights, okay? So this is a totally different sermon, but one of the strategies he calls is the My Father's House strategy, John chapter 14, right? He says, I'm going away, but I'm going to my Father's house. I'm going to prepare you a room, right? He says, do not let your heart be troubled, John chapter 14, verse 1. So that's one strategy that Jesus lays out. Another strategy that Jesus lays out is called the advocate strategy. He says, I'm going away, you're going to have time, but I'm going to send you the advocate, a comfort, right? So here, Jesus is preparing his disciples and giving different tips, different tactics to engage. When you are having the worst day of your life, remember, I'm going to the Father's house, I'm preparing a room for you. If you're having the worst day of your life, he says, remember, look, you have the Holy Spirit with you. You can't see me, I'm not with you, but the Holy Spirit, he's your helper, he's your advocate, he's your comfort, right? And now we go into the third strategy that Jesus talks about when you're dealing with the worst day of your life. He talks about the abide strategy.
所以今天呢，我们将会看到呢，耶稣呢，他在圣经里面，其实他阐释了不同的策略来让我们准备我们面对呢生命中最坏的那一天。我们可以看到呢，耶稣在第十四章说到呢，他去，他离开这里呢，是因为要为我们预备地方。接下来他也说到呢，他的离去并不是把我们丢弃了，而是他会派下一位保惠师跟我们同在，让我们能够有这个保惠师的帮助呢，来面对我们最糟糕的那一天。那今天当然我们主要是讲到呢，我们如何持守在神的道里面，来面对我们生命中最糟的那一天。
Okay, so let's read John chapter 15. It says this, I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I've spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me.
我是真葡萄树，我父是培植的人，所以所有属我而不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；所有结果子的，他就修剪干净，让他结更多的果子。现在你们因着我对你们所讲的道已经干净了，你们要住在我里面，我也住在你们里面。枝子若不连在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子；你们若不住在
And then he goes on to say, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he is that will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my word in you, ask whatever you wish and will be done for you.
接下来圣经说呢，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，你住在我里面的，我也住在他里面，他就结出许多果子。因为离开了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不住在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干了，人把他们拾起来，丢在火里烧掉了。你们若住在我里面，我的话也留在你们里面。无论你们想要什么，祈求，
By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I've spoken to you that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full.
那在约翰福音第十五章八到十一节，这里说到了：这样你们结出很多果子，我父就因此得荣耀。你们也就是我的门徒了。父怎样爱我，我也怎样爱你们。你们要住在我的爱里。如果你们遵守我的命令，就必定住在我的爱里，就像我遵守我父的命令，住在他的爱里一样。我把这些事告诉了你们，好让我的喜乐存在你们心里，并且使你们的喜乐满意。
So the word is the abide in me strategy. And the first thing that, you know, Jesus clarifies with his disciples is I'm the vine, you are the branches.
所以在持守在神的道里面这个策略呢，首先是讲到呢，我是神说我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
And he's describing this dependent relationship, how dependent we are supposed to be on God.
在这个地方呢，很清楚看到呢，我们需要依靠神的同在。
And I know, you know, often our dependency may not be on God, our dependency may be on our job, our dependency may be on our spouse, our dependency may be on our children.
很多时候呢，很可悲的，我们的依靠呢，并不是在于神，我们的依靠呢，可能是我们的事业，可能是我们的配偶，可能是我们的孩子。
And when I'm talking about dependency, I'm talking about your sense of self-worth.I'm talking about your identity. Where do you get your sense of self-worth, a sense of, you know, I belong in this world, I belong here? Where do you get that from? You know, Jesus, when he starts off this teaching, he says, you get your sense of identity from knowing that you are dependent on me.
这里所说的依靠呢，其实是讲到自我的价值，你在神里面你的身份是什么。当我们知道我们的身份是什么的时候呢，我们就会找到我们的归属。
Now you know where your self-worth is when you take that thing away, you begin to doubt who you are. That's where you know you put your self-worth. That's where you know that something else is your sense of identity, something else is your vine and not Jesus, is when you take that thing away, you haveyou doubt your who you are. You feel bad. You feel guilt. You feel shame about being and who you are.
自我的价值的定义可以说，当你失去这个自我价值的一个的时候呢，你将会开始感觉到你呢是可能你是一无所知的，可能你会开始感觉到彷徨，可是你可能你会开始感觉到不知道如何的行下去。
So let me give you a little illustration. Okay, my kids. I have a son Hudson who is six, going to be seven. My daughter Hannah is three, going to be four. And they are big fans of Moana right now. And one of the characters in Moana is this demigod called Maui. Okay, so it's from Disney. It's a character called Maui.
对不起，我没有看，不知道。
他的孩子呢，
就是这个 Hex Axon 呢，跟这个 Hannah 他们，所以从这个故事，他们现在来跟随这个卡通的故事叫做 Maui 的一个故事。
And Maui, he wants to be this big hero and he wants to be loved by everybody, but he needs this hook in order for his special powers to work.Okay, and his special powers, here's a hook. Here's this hook. And his special powers is he gets this hook and he can turn into any animal that he wants to. He can turn into a bird, into a shark, into anything.
所以这个猫咪呢，它呢就一个很快可能可以说是一个魔杖吧哈。它这个魔杖呢就能够变出各种各样的东西，所以这个呢就是它的能力的所在。
So anyway, so Maui has this hook, and it's this hook that gives him the powers, right? So in this story, Maui has to fight against this big monster, and he doesn't want to do it. Because he knows if he fights that monster one more time, his hook will be destroyed. And the question is, who is Maui without his hook?
所以呢，当他在这面对这个魔鬼的时候，妖怪的时候呢，他就会以这个他的这个魔杖呢去打仗哦。然后到一个时候呢，当他只剩下，就是说他不能够再打的时候呢，他就不要去找，因为他一个很大的疑问就是，当他失去了他这个魔杖，他将是一个如何的一个，他的能力会是从哪里来？
So for many of us, so for Maui, his vine is his hook.
所以对这个 Maui 来说呢，他的枝子啊，他的力量的根源呢，可能就是他这个魔杖。
Okay, I hope I'm making it clear. So for many of us, maybe our hook, the thing we get our sense of self-worth, the thing that we give us our pride from, is maybe our spouse, our family, our kids, our wealth, our job, our status, right? But Jesus says, look, all those things are good, but I want to be your hook. I want to be the one that you depend on for your identity, who you are, not your job, not even your kids, not even your husband, not even your wife. Because when all, in the worst day of your life, you could lose all those things, then who are you?
所以呢，在这里呢，我们很可惜了，我们看到很多人呢，他们的依靠可能就是他们的工作、他们的钱财、他们的家庭、他们的孩子。当他们把这一切拥有的时候，就是他自我价值存在的时候。可是神说，当你失去了这一切，你将会是一无所有。神所要的就是让我们成为枝子，一直的依靠在他的葡萄树，而得到我们的能力。
By the way, all those things are good, yeah, it's not bad. But before I am a husband, before I am a father, before I am a son, before I am a brother, before I am Kelabit, before I am Malaysian, before I am a pastor, before all those things, the first thing I know that I am is a branch.
所以呢，在我们无论是我们是一个什么样的身份地位，我们最重要，我们要知道呢，我们的神是葡萄树，我们是他的枝子。
And if we don't get that, on our worst day ever,Everything else is taken away, and if you're not a branch, then fire lah.
所以呢，如果你没有这个认知，当最糟糕、最坏的一天临到的时候，而你失去了你所有的依靠，你不是神的枝子，那你就会一无所有。
This is where John 15 comes from. It's preparing the disciples for the day everything is stripped away from them.No more, I'm the follower of the Messiah. No more visible Jesus, the miracle worker. You know, before this, maybe they were attaching their identity and self-worth to being this person who is following this, like this icon. You know, I work for this icon, this star. He's going to be Messiah, right? Before John chapter 15, they're arguing, who will sit on your right and left hand, Lord, when you come into your power? They all have this kind of idea of where the sense of self-worth, and Jesus reminds them, look, you guys are going to have the worst day ever. I'm going to be taken away. You're not going to see me visibly, I'm going to be on the cross, but I want you to know that your source is not dependent on your status, not dependent on your wealth, not dependent on your family, your marriage, whatever. Your source comes from me.
所以当然在约翰福音第十五章他所说的，我们要真的认清我们的自我价值呢是在神的身上。当然这一切所谓的钱财啦、家庭啦、事业都不是坏事，可是当我们最糟糕的一天来到的时候，这一切将会失去。当你失去这一切的时候，你的能力是不是来自我们的神？
So he lays out, okay, this is why you should abide in me. He says, you know, as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it is in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Then he says, if anyone does not abide in me, he's thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branch are gathered and thrown into fire and burn. If you abide in me, my words abide in you, and whatever you wish, it will be done for you.
所以从圣经里面我们看到呢，这个持守的原因呢，就是因为呢，枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己呢就不能结果子。你们若不常持守在我里面，也不能结果子。若人不常持守在我里面，就像枝子一样被丢弃枯干，枝子被收起来丢在火里烧掉。你们若常在我里面，我的话也常持守 在你们里面凡你们所要求的必为你们成就。
So here Jesus talking to his disciples and talking to us, look, you will bear fruit, you become productive. The things that you will do will prosper if I am your vine and you're gathering, you're getting your source, your wisdom, your insight, your energy from me. So that everything that you do will prosper. Why? Because I'm your source, Jesus says. That's why the first part says you cannot bear fruit. What is the fruit? Right? Some people ask me, Pastor Balan, what's the fruit? Is he talking about the fruit of the Spirit? Or is he talking about joy? Or is he talking about the fruit of our character? I say, yes, it's all those things. Right? If we want to become more and more like Jesus, then we have to be more and more attached to the vine, to attach to him.
所以这里说到呢，我们如果认清呢，神是我们的葡萄树，我们是他的枝子，那我们就可以从他那里得到我们一切所需要的这个资源。或者有人会问哦，那这果子到底是什么呢？是属灵的果子吗？是怎么样的果子吗？是的，所有一切，当我们要有所成就，当我们要结果子，我们一定要来到神的面前，住在他里面，我们认清他是我们的葡萄树。
If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branch are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. You know, amongst the disciples that he was talking to that day, one did not remain in him. His name is Judas Iscariot, right? He's the one that betrayed Jesus. And Jesus said it would be better if that man was not born, right? So here, maybe Jesus is alluding to bad things will happen if you detach yourself from me.
所以我们知道在那个时候当耶稣讲这般话的时候呢，在他的门徒当中呢，有一位门徒就是犹大，就是那个位呢将会出卖耶稣的犹大当然我们知道他的结局是非常就是很惨痛的。所以耶稣说呢，我们一定要住在他里面，不然的话我们就会丢弃，我们就会在火里烧掉。
I like this last verse, this last one. It says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, whatever you wish, it will be done for you.
我相信呢，最让我能够深感动的就是呢，我们若藏在神里面，神的话也常持守在我们里面呢，我们所要求的必定为我们成就。
Yeah, it almost sounds like Jesus says, if you abide in me, I will be your Chai Sun Tao.
So he said, if you are in me, then I will be your Chai Sun Tao. I will be your all you need.
You see, when the Word of God abides in you, the things that you wish from God is His things that He wants for you. You won't be asking for maybe what, like, quote unquote selfish things. In fact, your selfish things that you want for yourself, because the word of God is in you, those selfish things are the things that God wants for you also.
所以当我们在持守在神的里面呢，那我们的要求呢，其实就是神的要求。很多时候可能我们有一些可能过分的要求，可是如果我们在持守神的里面呢，神会答应我们的要求。
So when you have the relationship with the Word of God and start to transform your thinking, your desires, your values in life, the things that you want in life begin to change. Because why? They become the things that God wants in life for you as well. So your mind, your heart, your soul is aligned with God, so that the things that you want is the things that God wants for you. Therefore, whatever you wish will come through. Why? Because the same things you wish for is what God wishes for you.
所以当然呢，当我们在持守在神的里面呢，我们的要求，我们所要的将会被神来调整，以至于我们所要的将会是神要我们得到的。当我们有这个改变，当我们有这个心智的时候呢，那么呢，我们所有的要求其实就是神要给我们的，其实他就是要为我们成就。
You know, Psalms 139 talks about, it says that your thoughts unto me are as many as the grain on the sea, the seashores, right? That's how much God thinks about you, how much promises, how many wishes He has towards you. It's just, the issue is, I've never taken time to hear God. What are those, some of those grains that you, wishes that you have for me? Then therefore, I can't ask it from God because I don't know what He wished for me. But as soon as we develop this relationship with God and through His Word, guess what? It'll bear fruit because it will come from God. It will transform you from the inside out. And you will start to speak promises of God that He has prepared already for you. It's like you have all this money, all these millions in the bank account, but you never check it out. You don't know the PIN code, right? So when we develop this relationship with God's Word, we realize that, man, He has all these promises. And man, boom, you get the answers how to bring those things in the spiritual realm, how to manifest them in the physical realm. And it's through knowing, that having this relationship with His Word and Jesus Christ.
所以呢，我们知道呢，我们的神他所拥有的一切都是非常的丰富、非常的丰盛的。当我们持守在神的道里面呢，我们就能够从神那里开始的了解、明白、知道呢，神要我们得到是最好的。我们所要求的其实就是神的心意，要我们得到的。所以持守将会让我们在神的丰富的供应、丰盛的供应里面呢，得到一切。
So maybe a question is, okay, Pastor Balan, but now I want to buy it. I see it's very important, right? Those three reasons Jesus talks about. But how do I do it? Right? Jesus lays down in John chapter 15 as well. It says, if you keep my commandments, meaning if you keep my word, you will abide in my love. Just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love.
所以呢，我们如何持守在神的道呢？这里约翰福音第十五章第十节很清楚说到：“如果你们遵守我的命令，就必定住在我的爱里，就像我遵守了我父的命令，住在他的爱里一样。”So
maybe you're thinking, Balan, but which commandments? There's so many commandments. You mean the don't do this, don't do that, you know, all these tithes, the offering, you know, the honor your father, mother, all those things? I would say yes.
那如果大家会问哦，那神的命令是什么呢？神的命令有那么多的诫命，那么多我们不可以做的，我们必须遵守的，难道就是这一切吗？
And you know, a Pharisee actually asked Jesus, you know, Jesus, you know, out of all the commandments, what's the most important? Jesus said, there's only two. Love God and love people.
所以呢，当我们知道呢，有个故事说到了这个法利赛人呢，他呢就来这个挑战耶稣，说耶稣啊，那么多的命令呢，我们什么是最重要要遵守的？耶稣说只有两个，就是爱人如己。第一呢，就是我们要爱神；第二，我们要爱人如己。
And then it boils this journey about obeying God's commandment, right? You don't have to think about which clause. I remember, I don't know how many of you went to did this in. When I did SPM, I remember the moral exam is like, you know, nilai 1.3, murah hati, and you have to memorize, you know, whatever is the term of that nilai. But you know, you don't have to walk through Christian life like thinking, okay, if I help this person, which of the commandments am I obeying? The only question you have to ask God, is this loving this person? And by doing this, am I loving God? That's it.
就像我们在这个考试里面的道德的教育呢，可能我们需要背很多东西呢，很多的条规。可是，在今天呢，我感谢神，因为神给我们就是很简单的，就是你所做的、你所行的，是否是代表着你在爱神，是否是你在爱人？
You know, and it says, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit.
所以在这个约翰福音第十五章第二节这里说到，所有属我而不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；所有结果子的，他就修剪干净，让他结更多的果子。Here's
the bad news of bearing fruit for God, is you'll be pruned.
当然，我们要这个为神结果子呢，有一个。 可以说是一个坏消息，那个就是我们会被修剪。Pruning
is the process of being cut.
那个修剪呢，就是可能我们会开始，神呢会来到我们的生命里面呢，来修剪我们的性格各方面的事情。God
will cut off things from your life that you thought were important, but it's sucking energy from your life. God will cut it off.
当我们要结果子，当我们来到神的面前呢，神会开始修剪。这个修剪呢，可能开始会剪去一些呢不属于神的，不应该在我们生命里面出现的。So
that you will continue to draw more from being more dependent on Him and bear more fruits for Him. But that process is painful.
这修剪的过程呢是非常的辛苦的，会非常的疼痛的。可是当我们在神里面要结果子的时候呢，这个修剪的过程呢却是必须的。
Reminds me of my friend Topher. He is one of our missionaries. He's going to a country in South America. Okay, and for the past 2 years, he was stuck in the Philippines.
那我这里呢有一位这个传教士，他本来是要到这个南美洲呢去宣教呢，可是因为这个疫情呢，他就在这个菲律宾呢停顿了两年。
You know, and before those 2 years, he lived 6 years in one of the most restricted nations on earth. In fact, if you look at the most, what's that? On the list of the most persecuted, lowest human rights. All this kind of thing. The country that he was serving for 6 years is consistently in the top three.
所以呢，他在之前的六年呢，他是在服侍宣教，在一个呢那个国度呢，那个国家呢是非常的，可能是说是一个非常的封锁，非常的就是在这个人权方面呢，他的指标是非常低的啊。他六年来都保持在前三位最难进入的一个国度。
So 6 years, he was in this country, he gave his life, he thought he's going to live and die there. You know, our conversation is like, man, this is the country I'm going to die for, live for. Man, learning the language, everything. Wow. And then suddenly, after 6 years, he had to leave the country.
所以在过去的六年呢，他都充满着一个理想，充满着抱负。每次跟他提起来的时候呢，他都认为他将会献身在这个国家里面。可是六年后呢，他却必须离开。
And then for 2 years, he said he was stuck in Philippines. And he, you know, for his whole life, after he left his corporate job, he had attached his identity to being a missionary.
所以在过去的六年呢，虽然他已经离开了，来到回到菲律宾，可是在两年里面呢，他就一直在思想着他呢是一个宣教士。
And then for 2 years, he wasn't.
可是在那两年里面呢，他过去六年的身份是宣教士，可是在那两年里面他却不能做些什么。
Then the question is, if I'm not a missionary, then who am I?
所以他开始在想，如果我不是宣教士呢，那我是谁？
And he had all this trouble trying to go to his next nation, and he started to doubt his calling, started to doubt God. Is this still this thing? And he started to, you know, start looking, you know, maybe there's a job somewhere in a different country, doing all these kind of things.
所以在这个两年的这被困的期间呢，他开始怀疑，他开始这个疑问，到底他的身份是什么？到底他还能够做些什么
？You know, and I caught up with him just before he went into this new country he's in, and you know, just to catch up. And he said, you know what, Balan, you know, I'm the branch, and Jesus is my vine. He's my source, and that's the thing that kept me going all these years.
他在这个期间呢，我有机会跟他这个交流。他说到呢，在过去的日子呢，我一直认同呢，就是我一直呢认知呢，神是葡萄树，我是枝子。
God kept reminding me of His promise for me. He tells me.
神呢一直在提醒我，他给我的应许。
See, for every branch that bears fruit, and he was fruitful, God also prunes.
所以呢，他知道呢，神呢是让他多结果子，这是神让他给他的一个应许。
Even for Jesus, he was not spared.
我相信，就算是耶稣他自己也没有例外。
You know, Jesus is the Son of God, and he went to the cross, and at that cross, he experienced a pruning that none of us will. He says, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, why have you forsaken me? You know, now imagine that. The Son of God come from heaven, never experiencing what it's like to lose this intense relationship with God. And yet on the cross, he said, God, you've taken everything away from me, even your sense of your presence.
甚至耶稣 他是神的儿子，可是当他在面对这个被钉十字架的时候，他也曾经呢，就是有这么一个记载，大约三点钟，耶稣大声呼叫，以利以利，拉玛撒巴各大尼，意思是我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
So your question is, you know, Pastor Balan, how do I know that I'm abiding? How do I know that, you know, I'm being fruitful? You know, when you look at the life of Jesus, you see that abiding bears fruit to more abiding.
所以当我们在看耶稣的生命的时候，在圣经所记载的时候呢，当我们是把神认知是我们的葡萄树，我们的枝子，当我们也持守在他的道，我们将会借多借果子，当我们越多借果子的时候，我们越会持守在神的道里面。
So even for Jesus at that cross, right? Even though he knows, he feels, he says this experience that it feels like God has forsaken him, his father has left him, and yet he remained connected to his vine. He says, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
所以当耶稣在面对他生命中最糟的那一天，当他要被他在被钉十字架的那一刻，虽然他感觉到他体会到了神离弃的那一个的时刻，可是他同样的来到神的面前，他同样的持守在上帝的里面，他说，父啊，我把我的灵魂交在你手里，说了这话气就断了。
See, Jesus was preparing his disciples for their worst day of their life, and yet he was preparing himself for his worst day of his life. And you see, at the worst, at the lowest, you know, being, I don't know, you know, all the sins of the world being put upon a righteous man, and yet at the end of it, he doesn't curse God, he doesn't curse his father, even though he feels left, he feels abandoned on the worst day of his life, he still says, Father.
So, here,我们可以看到耶稣虽然他自己在经历这一生中可能最痛 最坏的那一天，可是他教导我们，他让我们看到无论在怎么样的环境呢，他都持守着神的道，他都说，父啊，我把我的生命交给你。所以要鼓励我们每一个人，从耶稣的话语里面，我们要看到呢，如何持守在神的话语里面。
Jesus goes from this place of my God, my GodAnd goes into, at the worst of it, at the very worst of it, he goes, Father.
So we can see that Jesus is there, crying, God, God, until he's in a very difficult time, he says, Father, Father, come here.
You know, that's where this is the journey that we all have to learn. That is God our Father? You know, when things get bad, things get worse, I can't even imagine some tragedies that some of you have gone through in your life. The thing that you are left with is not your paycheck, your status, your family, your husband. The only thing that you're left with, imagine that, is having God as your Father. You know, and having that as your anchor.Will allow you to get joy, get strength to move through the difficult days, the worst day of your life.
不知道我们当中，或者是我们线上了，我不知道你们现在在面对一个怎么样的时刻。可能你们在面对着你们生命中非常坏的一天，可能你们在面对呢生命中非常挑战的一天。可是我要鼓励大家，我们无论我们失去什么，无论什么东西都离开我们，我们最重要能够持守在神里面。我们来到父的面前，跟他说：“父啊，父啊，你来帮助我。”
Yeah.Let's pray. You know, just take a moment right now, just between you and God, and just speak to Him and say, Father, I love you.
这时刻我要鼓励我们每一个弟兄姐妹来到神的面前，跟说父啊，我爱你。
Just say, Father, thank you.
父啊，谢谢你。
Lord, we are so grateful for the word and that this message of abide.
主啊，我们非常感恩，感谢你这个持守的信息。
We thank you, God, that you are a God that is not distant, but you are a God that is close, that you want to be attached to us like a vine and a branch is attached.
主啊，我们感恩，因为你离我们不远。主啊，我们感恩，因为你是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
Father, we are so grateful that we get to be your branch.
父啊，我们充满着感恩，因为我们是你的枝子。
We get to be your son and daughter.
我们有那个荣幸成为神你的儿女。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢父啊。
So God, I pray for everyone here. Lord, I pray for Lord, start with me. God, I give you permission, Lord, to prune me.
主啊，我要为着我们，无论是在线上，我们现场的每一位你的孩子们，我们来给你那一个的，真的是来修剪我们的生命，让我们更加的能够学像你。
Prune me of the things that are not bearing fruit.Prune me of the things that are not of you. Prune me of the things that I've attached myself to that I shouldn't be.
主啊，来帮助我们修剪我们身上所不属于你的、不结果子的，来帮我们修剪，来帮我们修改。
You know, if that prayer resonates with you, I just want you to put your hand on your heart right now. If you want the Lord to prune you, just put your hand on the heart right now, and I'll just pray for you.
这时候我要鼓励，如果你是需要神来修剪你的生命，把你的手放在你的心上，我要我们来一起来祷告。
Yeah, Lord, you see everyone here who has their hand on their heart. God, it is an invitation for the vine dresser, for the husbandman to prune our hearts, O Lord.
主啊，我们是何等的荣幸的来到你的面前，让神你的道来修剪我们的生命，让我们成为神你的枝子。
Prune us of the things that we've attached great significance to that we shouldn't.
修剪我们的生命，我们所追随的，我们所做一些不属于神的。
Prune us of the things that maybe brings arrogance and a hardness of hearts toward you.
修剪我们可能是知道我们刚硬的心。
Prune us of the things that we don't even know, Lord, that is causing, drawing us away from you.
修剪神这一些我们所不知道的那一些在令到我们远离神你的。
And Lord, we just declare a fruitfulness this year, 2022. Fruitfulness in our relationships with our family. Fruitfulness in our relationship with you, Lord. Fruitfulness in our ministry. Fruitfulness in our workplace, Lord. I just declare right now a fruitfulness in every area of our life.
主啊，现在我们宣告，无论是我们的生命、我们的家庭、我们的侍奉，我们在各方面，我们都要在神你的里面多结果子。
In Jesus' name. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名 ，Amen。